following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Frida Keller. I'm a registered nurse. And tonight, I am so excited because I'm going to be joined by Dr. Joel Mashulam. We are both certified health coaches with Optavia, and we are so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for all of our current and potential Optavia clients, health coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for 30 minutes. This call is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask your questions and get answers from health professionals right away. The first thing we're going to do is begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then Dr. Joel is going to share a quick health tip for this week. And then after that, we're going to get right to the questions and answers. So let's get started. If you would like to say hello, you're going to need to unmute yourself. And you do that by dialing *6 on your phone. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with the program. Then we're going to ask that you please dial *6 again so you can mute your phone. This is the way that we can keep our lines as clear as possible. So let's get started. Who's out there with us tonight?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where are you from?
From New Orleans.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sitting right here in Baton Rouge. How long have you been on our program?
I've been on the program a little shy of 2 years. I've been a health coach after my first month on the program, and I'm actually calling for a client tonight.
Well, wonderful. We'll get to those questions at the end, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
Hi, David.
Diane, I'm going to ask if, or whoever, there, I can hear again. Who is this?
This is David.
Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm full of hope.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where are you from?
Is that too chipper? Des Moines,
no.
Iowa.
Oh, Des Moines. And how long have you been on our program?
You know, I just had my one-year anniversary, October 1st. And I lost 77 pounds, and I reversed diabetes, and I was taking five insulin shots a day, high blood pressure, the whole works, and then my wife got on it after 2 months. She lost 50 pounds. My son lost 28 pounds. My daughter, two daughter-in-laws, now we're coaching, both Karen and I. She just retired, so she's going to pour herself into our ministry. That's the way we look at it, and we're fired up, and so I'm just here to pick up any ideas I can. Although I did have a client today call me and say, why is it just almond milk? Why can't I drink other milk? And I thought, well, maybe I'll just ask. So there you go.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us, David. And my gosh, it sounds like you lost a whole person from your family. You know, if you add all that weight together.
I actually had a lady today say, you are half the man you used to be.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining
us.
We'll get to that question in a little bit, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi. Deborah? Did you say Deborah?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Hi.
Hi. My name is Deborah, and I have actually been on the program for 2 weeks yesterday, and I have lost 9 pounds so far.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Deborah. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Northern California.
Oh, okay. Stay safe with all those fires, okay?
Yes, it's very smoky where I'm at.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us. And I'm going to ask everyone to go ahead and mute their phones now, because I am so excited. I have the pleasure and the honor of introducing my co-host, Dr. Joel Mashula, and I'm hoping I say that right, is an internist at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, where he also serves as the medical director of Mercy's rehab unit. He is a certified health coach since 2011. Dr. Joel is on the leadership team for Previa Medical Group, a practice of over 1,000 physicians and nurse practitioners in the Mid-Atlantic region, Georgia and Texas. Dr. Joel relaxes by running, exercises every morning, and he enjoys a practice of daily meditation. So, Dr. Joel, are you out there with us tonight?
Yes, Frieda, I'm right here. I got a smile from ear to ear just listening to everybody. I think it's funny that the three people who chimed in all have names that begin with D. Diane,
I know,
David,
I noticed
and Deborah.
That.
So I'll just say real quick a couple things. Number one, Diane, I love New Orleans. My wife Jenny and I go there every year for Jazz Fest, and it's just, we love the live music and just the feel of New Orleans. And David, I'll tell you that my wife and I were actually in Des Moines this year. We went to the Iowa State Fair. It was fantastic. We were very careful with all the wonderful foods and enjoyed a great John Mellencamp concert. And Deborah, there's no place better than Northern California. Our daughter just moved to Southern California, but my wife and I spent our 25th anniversary in Northern California in Napa and Sonoma. So we're definitely thinking about you with all these terrible, terrible fires going on out there. I'll just say a couple quick things before we start our questions. The first thing I wanted to say in terms of, you know, it's the fall, so if anybody listening has thought about...
Dr. Joel,
yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second.
Sure, please do.
Someone's phone is not muted, and it sounds like you're outside. So if everyone could make sure their phone is... Oh, there it is. Thank you. Okay, Dr. Joel, I'm sorry. Continue. That's much clearer.
I'm used to talking over a breeze. It's no problem. so the first thing I wanted to say was that... you know, we're in the fall, and so if you have the time and the moment, you should consider getting a flu shot. It's not just for yourself, but also for the people around you. You know, most people who have normal health can get sick from the flu and get better, but if you're starting with the flu, you could share it with somebody who isn't very healthy, and they could get very sick. So consider getting a flu shot. I'm hearing that wind again, but I'm cool with it.
I know,
and,
I am too.
Okay,
and,
me.
It's all good, and... you know, I was going to talk about treating your health like a job. And what I mean by that is, you know, when we get up to go to work, we don't think to ourselves, well, maybe I'll try to go to work. You go to work and you have a schedule at work. You got to get there at a certain time and you have things to do. And when you're at work, you keep track of what you're doing. You journal what you're doing so you don't keep doing the same thing over and over again. And what I say to my patients all the time is treat your health like a job. So don't say I'm going to try to go for a run today. Say I'm going to go for a run today. And when you say you're going to exercise, figure out what time you're going to do it. Put it in your schedule. When you do that, when you write it down, Dr. A talks about writing down your goals. In fact, his latest little thing was about writing things down. So when you put it on paper and say I'm going to go for my run between 12 and 1 today, you're scheduling it just like your job. And the most important thing is to track what you're doing. So if you go for a one-mile walk and it takes you 15 minutes to do it, tomorrow try and do 1.5 miles or try to walk that mile in 14 minutes. So you're always competing with yourself, always trying to do better than you did the day before. So those are my two things that I had on my schedule. But before, real quick, I'll just say that before this call started, my wonderful little dog was throwing her toy around the room, and I just was laughing and laughing, and I thought I'd look up the notion of pets and health. And pets can help you in a lot of great ways. So if you're allergic to animals, don't get a pet. But you know, if you have a pet, think about this. It'll give you a healthier heart. You're more likely to walk. And if you walk, you have less risk of heart disease and your blood pressure will be lower. Petting your pet will reduce your stress and also lower your blood pressure. pets are great for meeting other people. Instead of looking away when they see your pet walking next to you or you holding your pet, they're going to say, hey, that's a cute animal. And also it gives you a better mood and more meaning to your life. So if you're thinking about getting a pet, do it if you're ready to do it. But remember, it's going to make your health great. And so that's what I got for you. I'm not talking about breast cancer. That's what they said in the message, but I'm going to leave that for Dr. Garcia. So that's it. Have I talked too long, Frida? How am I doing so far?
You are doing fabulous. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting here running right and taking notes. I have gotten my flu shot already, so I'm
good.
On there.
Well done.
I'd love to thank you, and thank you so much for sharing those things with us. And I want to go ahead and open it up, and I'm going to ask if you have a question, just state your name, and then when you're done with the question, please mute your phone again so that we can keep our lines clear. So who's out there with a question for us tonight?
This is Deborah again from Northern California.
Okay, Deborah, I heard you, and then I heard Mitch. So, Mitch, you'll go next if that's okay. What is it, Deborah?
Well, as I said, I have been on the program for 2 weeks, and a week ago, I started having UTI symptoms, and I have gone to I belong to Kaiser, so I've gone to a urologist, I've gone to a primary care. The urologist did do a scope on Monday and looked and saw that my bladder was irritated. And so he has now put me on, I know it sounds crazy, but a heartburn medicine to try and calm down my bladder. But he's thinking that it's the food or something in the food from this program that is irritating my bladder.
So,
well, I'm going to just jump in there first, Dr. Joel, because I do want
to
say.
Absolutely.
But, Deborah, this is what I love to say. If it's the food that's causing it, it has nothing to do with the Optavia fueling. It's what foods is he talking about? Because the fuelings are simply food. There's nothing else in them. If somebody was asking me that today, you know, it's like, well, what's in them? Like, does it boost your metabolism? And it was like, no, this is fuelings to get my body to behave the way it was designed to behave. So I do know that there are things that can irritate a bladder, and I'm sure that Dr. Joel is going to talk about that. But I would ask him for specifics about what foods do you think are irritating my bladder? Because you can do away with the fueling, but to say that it's the products in general, there is nothing in them that should cause that. So, Dr. Joel, what would you like to say?
So I'll just echo real quick, Frida, what you're talking about. There really isn't anything in these fuelings that's really different than the types of food we eat, you know, from day to day. So we'll start there. Deborah, how are you doing with your hydration? Are you drinking enough water? Because if you're not, that could also aggravate your bladder a little bit. Are you getting all your water in every day?
Yes, I'm drinking about a gallon of water each day.
Perfect. So, you know, my first thought would be to do exactly what you did, which is to speak with your doctor and get the evaluations that you need to have done. I don't really, I mean, I've been coaching this program now for 6 years, and I've had a lot of patients and clients, because I have clients that are not my patients, who ask me a whole host of questions. I'm not sure I can easily draw a connection between our fuelings and the program and these symptoms. It may be coincidental, but I'm not 100% sure that analysis is correct. I would venture to guess that you should keep moving forward. Congratulations on 9 pounds lost in 2 weeks. That's no mean feat. And continue to follow up with your doctor and make sure that you're gradually improving. I have to think that if you stick to a healthy path and you work hard on moving yourself to optimal health, that these things will definitely get better. But if they don't, you know, make sure you're following up with your doctor. Definitely.
Right. Is there something out there as far as because when I was there, I actually had some fuelings in my purse. So I showed him, you know, what was the ingredients in a couple of the fuelings that I had. And he didn't bat an eye at any of that, but I think that sometimes they're so prone just to jump at, well, this started a week after you started this program, so if this doesn't work, then you need to stop the program and see if your symptoms persist.
So I'll tell you a dirty little secret about doctors. We love to have an answer, you know. So we have people who come to see us, and we really want to give them an answer because that's the way we're built. We're built to have the answer. And sometimes we don't, so we reach for the thing that's the easiest thing to reach for. I'm not saying that this is absolutely not the fuelings. Certainly it could be. That's the other little secret about medicine. When I have a patient who comes to my office and says, you know, Dr. Mashulam, you know, could it be this? Well, you know, when you ask a question like that, the answer is always, yeah, it could be, but what's the likelihood of it? And I think in this particular instance, you know, your doctor's looking for an answer, which is what they're supposed to be doing. And this is a new thing, and so the immediate and honestly the easy thing to say is it's the new thing, but it may have absolutely mm-hmm. nothing to do with that. So I would okay. you know, give it a little more time, stay with it, make sure you're getting in, you know, your regular fuelings and do the program. The other thing I'll tell you real quick about medicine and about patient care is many times things just kind of get better. And you don't necessarily, and I'm not saying don't do anything. You absolutely should continue to pursue your answers and so forth. But sometimes things happen and then they stop, and that's just the way that we work, you know. So I would definitely stay in touch with your doctors. I wouldn't abandon ship just yet, and you'll see if the medicine that your doctor started has an impact. Does that make sense?
Oh. Yeah, it makes sense. It's just that I'm having the symptoms of a UTI, so you know how painful those can be.
I do, absolutely. Have you had, and I don't want to get too medical here, but have they checked a culture to make sure that you don't have an infection or something like that?
Yep, they did a urine test, and I do not have an infection.
Okay.
So that was ruled out, but he did do a scope on Monday, and they could see that there was some inflammation, and my bladder mm-hmm. was red.
Okay. I can't really attribute that to this program, but again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. Anything is possible. Absolutely.
Right.
So stay mindful, stay with it, see what happens. And I, you know, I'll give you my, my email address. I'd love to hear from you. At the end of the call, I'll give you all my email address and feel free to follow up. I'm happy to, you know, happy to hear what you have to say and see if I can give you some guidance. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks, Deborah. And I was going to say, actually, what I'll do is I'm going to share Laurie Anderson's email address.
Okay.
So that way, if any of you can have questions, she takes them and then she can spin them out as she sees needed. Mitch, I did hear from Mitch. Are you on the line? I'd love to hear your question.
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
All right. Yeah, I've been doing this about 5 days now, lost a total of about 8 pounds. So on the right track, loving it. I've been having some hyperactive bowel sounds, and I've also been having loose stools off and on.
So that's absolutely, you can go either way with this program. I've had clients and patients who've said, all of a sudden, their bowels aren't moving and things are quiet. And I've had clients and patients who've said exactly what you're saying. Remember that you've been eating a particular way for a long while, and you decided that probably wasn't the best way for you to go about eating, and now you're on something new. And your gut will understandably take a little time to acclimate to your new fueling method. Are you able to have bowel movements? I don't want to get too gross here, but are you going okay, or have things changed that way too, or is it just the sounds that you're hearing?
No, yes, sir. It's good. Everything
okay,
is,
cool.
Going well.
So I think it's. I think honestly, I'm going to say the same thing I just said. I think it's a matter of giving it a little more time.
I'm just walking just a little faster than you.
I'm sorry?
How you doing?
I guess that was somebody else. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So
I think
yeah,
that's
I think
the guy from Des Moines.
Wait, excuse me for a second. Yes, somebody is walking, and we can hear you. You're talking to someone as you walk. So if you could mute your phone, that would be great. I'm sorry, Dr. Joel, go ahead.
No, no, it's all fine. So, you know, Mitch, I think that...
I'm not hearing what you're saying, sorry.
Can you hear me now, Mitch?
No, that wasn't me. That was, again, that was that guy.
They're going to be roofing.
Okay.
No.
All right, Mitch, I'm going to power forward here, and it's just going to be you and me right now, okay? So, you focus in on me, and I'll focus in on you, and we're going to ignore the guy in Des Moines. So I think you should really feel comfortable that this is just about you getting used to a new way of eating and a new way of approaching your health, and your gut is going to get used to it. I think this will probably settle down in pretty short order. So stay the course and hang in there. If you're having any uncomfortableness, you know, any issues, then absolutely reach out to your doc. But I think right now your body's just getting used to a new type of fueling. And congratulations, that's a nice weight loss in 5 days. Well done.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely welcome. Who's next?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. I think we lost our other talker, maybe.
Okay.
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. Give me a minute, Diane. If we can all be silent, maybe I can catch his attention. Hello.
Hello. I'm the one Diane was going to talk about.
Okay. I was trying to get the talker who's on not being
okay.
So go ahead. Whoever it is.
I was on the program 4 days. 5 days. I think on my, I started Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, I had one of the breakfast entrees, blueberry bar or whatever you want to call that, and I consequently had diarrhea every hour on the hour. The first 5 hours I was awake, and it really was disturbing because I am a nurse. Started to get really weak from the diarrhea, so.
Mm-hmm.
But eating the food, and I have not had any problems since.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. It may be that fueling. It may be, like I was talking with Mitch, it may be you getting used to a new fueling method. Everybody's not the same. So, you know, there are certain fuelings that I eat, and they just don't agree with me, and I don't like them, so I don't get them anymore. But that may be the simplest answer is maybe you just need to abandon those particular fuelings. You know,
well, it was everything I ate. It didn't matter. I mean, I had problems from the very first time I ate any of the food.
Huh. I'm sorry. You've been better since when? I'm sorry. It's tough to...
It got really worse today, and once I got off all the food, I've been better.
Okay. Well, you know, I think maybe, you know, you give yourself a little break and give it another try. I don't think that these fuelings and this program are very health forward. Nothing is everything for everybody. So, you know, not everything works for everyone. And this may not be the right thing for you, but I wouldn't give up on it just yet. You know, once things have settled down, it might be worth reloading and giving it another try. And if it's not right for you, there are lots of other options that you have to help you be healthy, and you still have Dr. A's Habits of Health and the workbook that are hugely important in terms of learning health and wellness. So absolutely, you still have that.
That's fine. I have a question about that. This is Diane James, my client. One time Lori Anderson commented about recommending lactate.
Hey, Diane, give me just, I'm sorry, give me just 1 second. Hey, Frida.
Yes.
Can you reach this dude? Is there any way to get him to mute his phone? It's tough. I got to be honest.
Right. If we can just get everyone just to stop talking for a minute.
I've got a couple of health things I got to do. All right.
Hello? Is this Dave?
I think he ended his call. There are occasions where it's not actually on our call. It's just getting sometimes the wires will get crossed and they don't even realize. But it sounds like it's better. So, Diane, I'm going to let Dr. Dole get to you in a second. The one question I had for your client was, is she using the Optavia fuelings?
Yes, the essentials.
Okay, good, because that's what I was going to say was those have no artificial flavorings and stuff, and sometimes the artificial things in some of the other fuelings that aren't Optavia can cause that. But go ahead. Diane, you had a comment or a question?
I said one other call that I listened to, Lori Anderson suggested like to take Lactaid or something else. She said there wasn't any medical reason why it worked, but she found that work, like if they did it before every fueling for 4 days, and sometimes it just got the body, like Dr. Joel just said, your gut's been given a new type of diet to get used to, and that kind of helped. Have y'all heard of that before, or would you recommend something like that?
We have for years recommended things such as Gas-X or Beano or Lactaid. One of the other nurses, Marsha, will often come in and say that even the bulk laxatives, like your FiberCon or Benefiber, any of those can also help. It's upsetting a gut. And when we change what we eat, it really sometimes our belly just doesn't like it. And, you know, Dr. Joel, you were saying, you know, you have patients and clients that have either one, constipation or diarrhea. And I've witnessed the same thing in the 10 years. Myself, personally, I had both. I just wasn't happy with just one. It is upsetting, and it is it's hard to get through it. The other thing you could try to do is if you're off everything and it's better and you want to try again, grab those fuelings and do a slow introduction back into the program. Instead of 5 fuelings today, you might just do 1 today. And then tomorrow you would do 2. And then the next day, 3. See if that helps, a slower introduction into it. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Dr. Joel, if you had something else to say.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in that there's no one answer here. You know, we're all very, very unique, and our responses to all kinds of stimuli are different. So I am a huge fan of this program. It absolutely made an immense difference in my personal health and made me much more aware of the difficulties that my patients have. So, you know, we all kind of get on this path because something happens, whether it's there's a health scare that we have or we need to make some changes in our financial situation, so we see coaching as a viable option, or we just have, you know, an outward motivation to want to help others, whatever the case may be that brings us to this thing. It doesn't always work right off the bat, but don't forget the reasons that you come to this program, and that can help to motivate you through some of the difficulties early on. And most of the difficulties that I've personally encountered, both as a client, if you will, and also as a coach, as a physician, most of those early difficulties tend to dissipate as people stay with it. Not for everyone. I'll admit that. And I say that to all my patients about everything that I do. You know, the answers are not the same for everyone. But I have found over a fairly long period of time that for the most part, this is a program that is safe and works and doesn't cause a lot of toxicity or difficulty for people. But, you know, the gut is, you know, the gut speaks. And sometimes it says, I don't like this, and I'm going to try to get you to go back to what you were doing before. And our role is to be in charge of our gut, not to have our gut be in charge of us. That's all I was going to say, Frieda. So.
Quick question.
Thank you, Dr. Joel.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take these, these products like before a fueling, once a day, how would she take them?
So generally, if you're going to try something like that, things like Beano, Benefiber, Metamucil, and so forth, they're just sort of taken routinely at a particular time of day. It's irrelevant to when you're doing the fuelings. If you're doing Lactaid, if you have a little bit of a dairy intolerance that for some reason is stimulated by some of these fuelings, ideally you want to do that before you have the fueling. And if it's going to work, it'll work taking it in that way.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, guys. I have 7:29, so we're going to go ahead and end this call. Dr. Joel, I also want to thank you. I want to thank everyone on this call tonight, and thank you for participating because you took the time to put your health before something else, and that's very important. Dr. Joel, I love the time, you know, like you say, and give things time. I call it use the tincture of time. It heals a lot of things.
Yep.
Sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it does. And I loved the note about looking at my health like a job instead of trying, because, you know, my employer will tell you that I'm the most trying employee he has. you know, it's not about trying. It's about doing. And as long as I'm doing, I'm moving in the right direction. So thank you so much for sharing those things. And, guys, I want you to remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and hear a few weeks recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call should be available within 48 hours. If you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, you can email Laurie Anderson, that's Dr. Anderson's wife. So email Laurie at takeshapenow@gmail.com. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually begins right now. So if you want to access that webinar, you're going to log in to www.zoom, and that's zoom.us. And then when prompted, enter this meeting ID number. Grab a pen. The number is 1133125 13. Again, that number is 1133125 13. Congratulations again, everyone, on investing some time in your health this evening. Dr. Joel, thank you. You did fabulous, and we're so excited that you're joining our team.
Thanks,
and
Rita.
You're welcome. We're so glad the rest of you joined us all. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.